USA News. I'm John Schaefer. Police have released a photo of a person of interest that may be involved in a shooting on the North Carolina Chapel Hill campus. The campus is swarming with police searching for what they say is an armed and dangerous person. Early reports indicate at least one person was hurt after an incident near the campus bell tower. The campus and surrounding buildings remain on lockdown. The next Atlantic hurricane is taking aim at North America.
Tampa Bay, Florida is under a hurricane watch and storm surge watch. The National Weather Service issued those alerts yesterday ahead of Idalia. Hurricane force winds are possible within the next 48 hours, and water from the coast could rise and move inland. Peak winds could reach 40 miles per hour, and gusts could hit 45 miles an hour. The National Weather Service warns the potential impact from Idalia could be significant and life-threatening. I'm Lance Pry.
Former President Trump's federal 2020 election interference case will begin in the middle of the Republican presidential primaries. The Obama-appointed judge today scheduled the trial to start on March 4th, 2024, the day before Super Tuesday. He's also facing three other criminal cases. Two people were killed when a rescue helicopter crashed into an apartment complex in Florida Monday morning. Three people were on board the Broward Sheriff's Office fire rescue helicopter when it went down at Pompano Beach. That's just north of Fort Lauderdale. Several people were taken to the hospital. President Biden will attend a ceremony to mark the 22nd anniversary of the September 11th, 2001 terrorist attacks.
The president will travel to Alaska to participate in a memorial ceremony with members of the military and their families.
White House Press Secretary Karine Jean-Pierre says the president will be in Vietnam the day before the ceremony. Vice President Harris and her husband will visit the 9/11 Memorial and Museum in New York City, and First Lady Jill Biden will lay a wreath at the Pentagon Memorial. This is USA News.
It's obvious. We're being let down by the institutions we used to trust. The mainstream media are distracting us with meaningless headlines instead of focusing on the real concerns of American families. Countries we're at odds with are hoarding food, financial systems are strained, and supply chains remain too fragile. We can tell something is coming, so we're preparing. Folks are getting into self-reliance and investing in emergency food storage. And My Patriot Supply, the nation's largest emergency preparedness company, makes it easy for you to have peace of mind knowing you're prepared. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com and secure some emergency food kits. There's a dozen to choose from that contain tasty breakfasts, lunches, and dinners, averaging 2,000 calories per day. Get at least one food kit for each family member. And while you're there, stock up on water filtration, heirloom seeds, and emergency gear, too, at MyPatriotSupply.com. It's time to prepare today. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com. MyPatriotSupply.com.
Maui Police Chief John Pelletier is responding to criticism about barricades that were set up in Lahaina. Some reports say the barricades caused traffic congestion, trapping more people in the town as it burned on August 8th. Pelletier says there were barricades, but only in areas where there was already extreme danger. That includes downed power lines, which the chief says would have killed people if they drove over them, or fire that had already engulfed an area. The U.S. Open begins Monday in Queens with the first round of men's and women's singles.
NYPD Deputy Commissioner Rebecca Weiner says there will be tight security for the big crowds expected.
We're going to have an obvious, uniformed, overt counterterrorism presence, as well as plainclothes personnel deployed throughout the site.
There's already been record attendance for preview fan week at the Billie Jean King National Tennis Center. In addition, the MTA is adding extra 7 trains to help with the crowds. Lisa G., New York.
President Biden's reelection team is reportedly upset by California Governor Gavin Newsom's push for a televised debate against Florida Governor Ron DeSantis. Biden's advisors view Newsom's actions as a potential shadow presidential campaign, which comes at a time when many Democrats prefer an alternative candidate for the 2024 elections. Concerns are also being raised by Vice President Kamala Harris's allies, who see Newsom positioning himself for a White House run in 2028, defying conventional party dynamics. The proposed debate would be hosted by Fox News. I'm John Schaefer, USA News.
I'm Kareem Abdul-Jabbar. I learned about atrial fibrillation the hard way. My symptoms would come and go. Shortness of breath. Fatigue. I kept going. Then I got so lightheaded, I couldn't. My doctor said I have AFib, so I'm about 5 times more likely to have a stroke. Other symptoms, irregular heartbeat, heart racing, chest pain, can come and go, but the risk of stroke stays. If you have symptoms, tell a doctor. Visit NoTimeToWait.com.
Sponsored by Bristol-Myers Squibb and Pfizer.